Well, hello, hello, hello. What's up? I worship 96 FM. Family, kings and queens, and season saints. How are you? Today is April 29th. It is Wednesday, and it is lunchtime on the East Coast. How is everyone doing? I know you may be in lockdown. I know you in the cluck. I know you may be quarantined. Or you may be in them states that's slowly opening up like super early. Either way, it's lunchtime. How are you doing? If you hear me, you are alive. That's a blessing. You should be thanking God, throwing your hands up, throwing your head back, and shouting hallelujah. So today on the show, we have something a little bit different. I'm going to do it a little bit different. I said I'm going to be doing a little bit different. I know I said it fast. I'm going to be doing things a little bit different. So listen, I'm going to have some music, but I have a guest with me. Everyone should know her. If you don't, you will. It is one of the radio personalities. Her name is Tashara Dowes. Her show comes on every Friday. Every Friday on iWorship 96 FM. She is the budget queen. She is the budget bae. So me and her are going to be talking about budgeting during a pandemic. I said a pandemic. What we're currently in right now. So we're going to have some music. We're not going to have the flashback moment. We're going to put that on pause. The flashback will come back next week because I want to talk about budgeting and money and finances because it matters. It matters, especially right now. Some of you may not be having a job. You may not have any money. And you're like, I can't think about budgeting. How am I going to budget? I don't have this. I don't have that. Well, keep it locked. Keep it locked to the station. Keep it locked to the show. And me and Tashara, we're going to get together. We're going to have this discussion. And we're going to, hopefully, we can encourage someone, empower you, and have you rethink about the power of budgeting during a pandemic. Because, ladies and gentlemen, many of you should be getting a break with household bills. I hope you are. If you're not, all right, y'all, we're going to play this music. I'm going to play this song. And then you're going to hear me once more and again. All right, I worship 96 FM. I want to thank you for keeping it locked to the Lunchtime Flow with the Lady Ball Show. I have a guest with me today. My co-host is someone that is not a stranger to this platform or to this station. Most of you, if not all of you, already know her. It's the radio personality that comes through on every Friday. Her show is called Travel Budget Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Zone. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about Miss Tashara Dowes. She is here with me. Hey, Tashara.
Hi. How are you?
I am a wonderful. I am so glad to have one of the radio personalities of I Worship 96 FM to join me. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about budgeting. How can we or should we even budget our money during this pandemic with everything that's going on right now? Because this is kind of like, this is the reason why I feel a lot of people now are protesting to reopen the economy. The bottom line is money. They're thinking about money over health. For me, I will say health, because if you get sick and die, I mean, the money is not going to help you.
Agreed.
Right. So, Tashara, with the pandemic going on, I mean, how can anyone relate to, if we could be honest and transparent, how can anyone think about budgeting while so many people are unemployed?
So I know it's a hard time to do so. Okay. I know that it can be scary at this moment. It's uncertain at this moment. However, it's mandatory. It's mandatory that you budget your money, one, because people are being unemployed. So you do not know what may happen to you or your family within the coming months, within the coming weeks, and hey, even within the coming days. So I think instead of not being prepared, we must prepare. I know it's scary. I really, mm-hmm. I understand it, but it's mandatory. It's mandatory that we think about our finances in a time such as this, because let's be honest, the stimulus check that we, some of us have received, it's not going to carry us so far, depending on, upon your lifestyle.
Right. So, some of us, because I have not received mine.
Wow. Yes. Yeah, see, some people have and some people haven't. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what are you doing while you're waiting on the stimulus check? Or what are you doing after you have received it, but you're unemployed? How are you actually going to spend it? So even though it's a scary time during this pandemic, budgeting right at this moment is mandatory. If mm-hmm. you don't have the skills to do so, seek someone out, do a little bit of research. But at this time, it's mandatory. It's a must to do so. And I like to tell people, because so many people freak out when they hear the word budget, like yeah. they cringe. But I want people to know that your budget can help you. And without budgeting, your finances are in a harmful place. So think of as your budget as a safe haven, or somewhere to fall back upon when you're unsure exactly in this moment. So let your budget work for you. Let it be your friend. And this is the time to make establish that type of relationship with your budget. So it's mm-hmm. mandatory. Budget. I know it's scary. We're so unsure, but please yeah. budget your finances.
Yeah, because I, to be honest with you, when I went to Walmart, I saw mm-hmm. A couple buying a big screen TV. Well, oh, wow. I mean, it was like the price was $245. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was like, what, 50, 60 some inch flat screen. And I'm mm-hmm. thinking this was right after the stimulus checks was released. A lot of people's heading to the stores doing different things. Some people are actually though paying their bills.
Yes.
And I think that's why a lot of times these businesses want to reopen, because they know mm-hmm. money going to start coming in from the government. But I was yes. thinking, now, what if they have just took the $245 and put it in the savings?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
a high yield savings account. So it could help you generate more money than what you put in. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the temptation is there. Yes. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yes. And I yeah. like to say that goes back to people financial mindset, or I like to call it your money mindset. That mm-hmm. goes back to that, you know. So what is your money mindset? What do you believe about your finances? You know, do you think that you all you should do with your finances is splurge, or do you believe that you need to invest so that in the long run you can make more money? You know, so what is your money mindset when it comes to people like that? I always think of, you know, how are you saving, and what do you really believe about money, and how do you see your future with money? So, you know.
Yeah. That's something to think about. That's something to think about. Yeah. During a pandemic, that's why I want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, do you think taking time and creating a new budget will cause stress levels to increase? Or do you think it will? Because they talk about how so many people are having a fit because they're home most of the time.
Mm-hmm. I wish I was home. I'm actually a healthcare worker, so mm-hmm. I'm out and about every day. However, yes, it will cause stress. And I want to go back to the money mindset, right? Yeah. So how do you view money? How do you view a budget? What is your perception of it? So if you think about budgeting as a horrible thing or an impossible thing, it's going to stress you out to the max. You're going to be completely stressed. However, if you view your budget as, I like to say, it's a relationship. It's your relationship with your money. It's your relationship with your future goals, if we dig a little deep about budgeting. Mm-hmm. And so how do you view it? That will also determine your stress level, excuse me, when you're budgeting or when you're thinking about your finances. What is your relationship with money? What is your relationship with budgeting? That will definitely determine your stress levels. And like, I like to tell people, if you are stressed about budgeting, there's a few things I like to tell people to do. One, this is a Christian radio show, so I'm sure most of our listeners are Christian. Are you praying? That's the first thing. Are you praying? Are you asking God for wisdom? Are you asking God to give you peace that passes all understanding? Because we need that in this moment, whether you are Christian or not, you know? So are you praying? Before you even touch the paper, before you even look into your bank account, are you praying, right? So are you, do you have a relationship with God that you can go to him and just lay all your burdens down and then he'll give you peace, right? And then the second thing I like to say, are you reading the word? Are you reading God's word? Are you establishing or strengthening your faith in this time? Before you touch the pen and paper, and even I do it myself, and I love to budget, okay? You know, are you reading his word? Are you hearing what he says and his promises? Then another thing I like to do is not just read it, but you have to meditate on that. You know, I think another thing is the enemy likes to come in. He likes to whisper things to us. And so are you meditating on God's word day and night? You know, again, I love to budget. You know, I know this may sound crazy, but I've been excited about budgeting during this time. I don't know why, but I am. At the same time, I'm still meditating on God's word because the enemy speaks. And if you listen to the news for so long, it'll really get in you. So are you meditating? Are you praying? Are you proclaiming? And not just, you know, reading the word, but are you proclaiming it over your life? Even if your situation doesn't look what it says.
Right.
What the word says, you know, God gave us the power to speak to mountains to be moved. So are we speaking his promises? Are we speaking his love? Are we speaking his abundance? I don't mean to preach. I feel like I'm
You're fine.
But are we speaking abundance?
Know? And we got to do it consistently. That will make the difference.
Yes, because that's his promise for us. I don't care what's, I was just having this conversation with someone. I don't care what's going on around me, what's going on in the world. One, we're in the world, but not of the world. So what am I speaking, even though I see what the world is going through, but what is inside me that God has said to me or he is saying to me? So if you get, you know, get to a point where your levels of stress are so high, take a moment, back away from it, do some meditation, do some praying, do some reading of the word, and then proclaiming that word, and then come back.
Right.
And you're not going to know in this moment, you're not going to know everything about your budget. And I want people to know that is okay. We've never been through this type of pandemic, most of us. So it's okay. Take a moment, figure things out. We're like a couple months into it. So you should have some type of idea of how much money you're spending. But if not, it's okay. It's okay. Don't stress yourself out too much. Do what you can. And I promise you, God will do the rest if you believe in him, and he will provide because he's our Father.
Absolutely. The key word that you said I heard is do what you can. And some people we have seen in the news are without. And they don't hardly have any food, but there's places. I even heard someone say, he said, go and get free food.
Yes.
I guess this is pride with some people.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to do that, but it's only temporary. If you have something like that, it's just temporary.
Yes.
It's not going to stay like that. And I think that's what stressed people out, is they think, I'm going to just stay like this. If I don't get out there and complain, nothing's going to change.
Yes.
I'm like, yes, seriously. I think some people stress themselves out.
Oh yeah, definitely. That I have so many clients that have to say, calm down. That's one of the first words I say to people usually is calm down. It's gonna be all right. Most people overthink. And it's like, you don't need to overthink. Right now we are focusing on the present, and then we can focus on the future. So what are you doing right now? And then let's go into the future. But calm down, it's gonna be all right. Especially if you know Jesus, you should have a sense of peace during this time.
Exactly. I totally agree.
You know?
Totally agree.
So, yeah.
So far we have like 80 million people, they said. It could be more than that. Mm-hmm. But 80 million people have received a stimulus money. And I know you were talking about budgeting, and so many people are just they probably thinking, I'm just gonna pay my bills. Mm-hmm. Or like you kind of just answered this though. I was gonna ask, do you think they should just pay their bills, get caught up, or mm-hmm. take some of it and put it in the bank account? Because some people are getting breaks from paying rent. For an example, right. like the state of California, they have been blessed to allow, they got 12 months to pay back rent. They got a whole year. Okay. And I don't know about the homeowners, but they have a break from paying rent. I know North Carolina's getting a break from paying rent that mm-hmm. you can't evict them. So that's the opportunity to do other things with it. What should they do? Should they just pay their bills, get caught up, or just put it up into a savings account?
So can I first touch on the people in California, and I think you said North Carolina, yeah. or South Carolina, or North Carolina, that do not have to pay their rent at the moment. I would like to say that it is a break. They're not ridding you of not paying at all. So even though mm-hmm. you're not paying, you should at least be saving 75% of your rent, if you can, in a savings account until they ask for that amount. Because at some point, they're going to want their money. So right. if that is you and that is taking place for you, do not think this is a free time for you not to pay nothing towards your rent. Do not do that, because mm-hmm. it might hit you later. And again, we don't know what the future brings. So if you have it now, make sure you are saving that. To the people that are receiving the stimulus check, my personal opinion, and even as a budget expert and a budget coach, I believe it depends on your lifestyle, okay? Mm-hmm. If you are unemployed at the moment, we need to focus on your necessities at the moment. So your necessities are your rent, your mortgage, your food and medication, right? Your utilities, your transportation, okay? And so those are the things that we want to focus on right now. So if you get the stimulus check and you are finding out that you do not have enough money for those things right now or in the future, that is where your stimulus check should go. Because you need those things. We need those things, or we'll be mm-hmm. homeless. So I think if your lifestyle at the moment, if you're unemployed or you just don't have the money, that's where your stimulus check should go, okay? If you are currently receiving an income, then your stimulus check needs to do a few things for you, okay? If you do not have an emergency fund mm-hmm. of at least $1,000, you need to start an emergency fund, and don't just put it into a regular old savings account. You need to put it into a high yielding savings account. This account will help you to generate a few extra dollars while your money is just sitting there, okay? So you need an emergency fund. And then once you save that $1,000 of an emergency fund, then we want to figure out how much you actually need for at least 3 to 6 months, okay? Mm-hmm. And then to all my people that are ahead of the game and they have 3 to 6 months of emergency fund, we're going to want to go ahead and plan for a whole year, okay? And then after a whole year, I like to tell you, go for 2 years. Because we never know, right? So right. make sure you have an emergency fund set up for you, set up for your family, so that if something does happen, you have some money to fall back on, okay? Mm-hmm. To everyone that actually has established an emergency fund and you have your stimulus check and your bills are paid off, I want you to go ahead and invest somewhere, somehow, okay? The stock market is down right now. It's a great time to focus on different streams of income, because let's be honest, one stream of income is not enough anymore. So then I want you to focus on how can you make more money, okay? And you know, again, the stock market is great right now. I got to tell you, the other day I went a little crazy. I actually budget for stocks. And my stock planner called me and was like, hey, Tishara, the stock market prices are great right now. Go ahead and look. Okay. I don't think I should have.
I was just talking about that yesterday.
Yes.
I'm going to get into some stock.
Yes. I went and brought 15 stocks. I know. I was just like, on top of my other 15, I was like, I think I went a little crazy. However, you know, it's a great investment. And then when you do stocks at the moment, you may not see any return at the moment. Hold steady, hold fast, because when this is over, and I still believe God promises for this year, I still believe his promises about my life. So I know that this won't last always. The stock market will go up again, and you will see how your investment right now will help you later on. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're looking to get in, or if you're a beginner at it, some great apps that I use when I first started was Stockpile. Robinhood is good. Those are my top two. So those are two good stock apps that you can use. You can do it right from your phone. You'll link your bank card, and then you just go ahead and buy. And one tip I want to give people when they are investing in stocks, always buy stocks that you use. Buy stocks that you know about. You know, for me, I'm a travel agent. I love to travel, right? So I invested, because we're going to travel again. I speak it. So I invested in a lot of travel stocks, you know, airlines, cruise lines, travel apps. So yeah, invest what you know in, okay? So your stimulus check is not for you to go out and just splurge. I know you want to. Don't treat it like your tax return. You know, sometimes we take our tax returns and we splurge. No, don't do that. I don't even recommend splurging with your tax return. However, we're talking about the stimulus check. It's not free money, in my opinion. So it's for emergencies. It's for you to better your life. And again, it's according to your lifestyle. What do you need in this moment? What will you need in the future? So just think about your present, think about your future finances, and know this is to help you. So use it accordingly.
Complete wisdom. So let's say, you know, what about if I want to buy, like, invest some of my money in equipment for my business? You know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there that listen to our shows and stuff. So that, I don't know, honestly, would that be a wise move?
So,
because you know, you can write it off the next tax year.
We can write it off, absolutely. It goes back to your lifestyle as an entrepreneur, actually. If you are seeing that you are profiting at this moment, because if you're an entrepreneur, let me tell you, people are buying, okay? This has not stopped people from purchasing items, services, so don't think that to all my entrepreneurs. Second thing, what level of entrepreneurship are you in at the moment? Are you profiting? You know, that if you did go out and buy equipment, you know that you could pay that money back. So to all my entrepreneurs, I don't want to go too, well, I can go a little deep. If you don't have a personal emergency fund, if you don't have a business emergency fund, I highly suggest that you don't purchase anything. I suggest that you work on that for your business. If you don't even have a business savings account, I suggest that you go ahead and put that money into that. Okay. Mm-hmm. However, to my entrepreneurs that have all that, and that you are either not profiting at the moment, I want you to ask yourself, if I invest in this, one, will I go hard enough to make sure I receive a profit from it? Maybe not now, but in the future. So is that equipment profitable? Will you make money from it? Two, if you are the entrepreneur that is making money, do you really need it? And so I had to ask myself this question.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I always ask myself that. If I sound or feel cheap, oh, well. And I got to go through this whole thinking process before I actually get it.
Me too. Is it really needed? Okay. So I know if you do a podcast, you want a nice mic. They're beautiful. I think they're lovely. They sound great. They'll increase your quality. Yes. However, Is it a smart move right now? Okay, because you have so many apps out here. Your phone, your computer provides you with the same thing that Mike is going to provide you. Will the quality be the same? No, it may not. However, you will still get your message out to your clients or your viewers, right? So is it smart to do it right now? Probably not, in my opinion. I actually asked myself this question the other day. I usually hire a photographer to do some of my pictures, and now I'm starting wanting to do it myself. So I'm like, oh, I want a camera.
Oh, yeah.
I seen one for like $700.
Yeah.
And I took a breath and I was like, whoo, I have it in my business savings. However, and I talk to myself, I'm like, however, T-Shimer, you may want it, but is it needed? Mm-hmm. No, it's not. One, because I have my iPhone, which mm-hmm. is a 7, so it's really not up to date. However, I have a friend that has an iPhone. Brother, iPhone 11, something on Smith right now. One, because I'm a service provider. So sometimes, and I do event planning. So at the moment, event planning is not taking place right now. However, we're planning for next year, but I'm not receiving my full payment at the moment because mm-hmm. we are in stay-at-home orders. So is it smart enough? Is it the right move? And I think you need to sit and you need to think on it. So I like to give myself 7 days. Okay, here's 7 days. If I'm still thinking about it, then I like to do a T-chart. Okay, what is the pros? What are the cons? Mm-hmm. And weigh it out. And if it's yeah. more pros than cons, then maybe invest maybe in a cheaper brand. Find a way. But I want you to think to yourself, is it a smart investment move at the moment? And most mm-hmm. of the time, it is not. I hope I didn't crush any entrepreneurs' dreams at the moment. Oh, however, no. Just be smart about your spending.
Yeah, it's best to tell people the truth and lay everything out than to, you know, kind of cover up and give them like the sweet side. It's telling. Is your opinion, this is strictly your opinion.
Okay.
What do you think if everyone is really, is everyone really need to be focusing on, like, while they're quarantined? People are focusing so much on just, I'm home.
Mm-hmm.
They're losing it.
Yes.
They're not really thinking. So what you think everyone should be preparing themselves? I mean, this could be for, like, for all age groups, because literally mm-hmm. the family is home.
Yes.
Basically all the time.
Yes. 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 In my personal opinion, I think there's a few things we should be focusing on at this moment. I think mm-hmm. one, we should be grateful. I know to say this is kind of like, but no matter where you are in life, no matter what your situation is, you're still alive. You know, God is still giving us another day. He's still breathing the breath of life into us. And so I think we should be grateful. So gratitude, do you wake up with a heart of gratitude? Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I had to check myself. I had to check my own heart a couple weeks ago. I got a little frustrated. I'm like, God, everybody else is in the house. They sleep. It seems like they're enjoying their lives, you know? And I'm like, oh, if I was home, I could get so much work done for my businesses. And then he just said, but you're alive. That's all I heard. And I just had to mm-hmm. stop and just be thankful and be grateful that I'm alive and that I still have movement in my body and that I still get to get up and go to work and take care of other people, something that I love to do. So one, be grateful.
Right.
Be grateful. I know it's easy to complain at this moment, but you got to stop yourself. You got to stop yourself from complaining and just be grateful. One. The second thing I like to tell people is focus on your loved ones. This is a time to, like, really show love, you know, especially with the people in your own house. this is probably the most time a lot of people have spent together. So take the moment to really show love, check in with each other. You know, my family likes to do, how can I be better to you type of situation. We kind of make it a game. Mm-hmm. So kind of check in. What can I do to better serve you? Or what can I do so that you feel love? You know, checking to see if someone's love language has changed. Checking to see how one is really doing mentally, you know. Don't just ask, are you okay? No, go a little bit deeper. Explain how you're really feeling. Do family therapy within your own house, you know?
Right.
So take the time to check in with your loved ones, not just the ones in your house, you know, the ones that are afar or the ones that you can't see at this moment. A simple text will go a long way. You know, the other day I FaceTimed all my girlfriends. It was like, hey, I haven't talked to you, I haven't seen you, I need to see your face. And honestly, it was more for me than them, because they give me a sense of peace. They give me another level of love when I hear the voice and see their face. So I was down, but once I called all of them, I was good to go, you know. So yeah. You know, check in with other people. I also like to say, this is a time to serve. You may not be able to get out of your house, but there's so many people out there that are helping the communities, so give back. It's the time to give back. The other day, a lady that I know, she was doing a giveaway, and all I said was, hey, how can I help you give, you know? So find someone that's already doing it if you don't want to go out, and go ahead and help them give. You don't need to be recognized for it or anything like that. Just be a giver. I promise you, the word says when you give, it'll be given back unto you, you know, and you shouldn't do it for the sole purpose of that. But however, just know that once you give, and even when you give in your lack, God still will provide for you.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I like to tell people is to tune into yourself. You know,
get to know yourself.
Yes. Yes. It's a great thing to do. Especially if you've been struggling with identity, this is a great time to just tune into yourself, see what God says about you. Right. And then if you're really unsure, ask some close people that you are comfortable with that really know you. Hey, what's one quality that you love of me? Right. And focus on that, strengthen that quality. But tune into yourself. How are you feeling? What do you want for your life? You know, and I like to tell people, write down your wildest dreams. God did not put us on this earth to live mediocre. He didn't want us to do plan B. And when I say this, I'm even talking about myself. The other day I had to sit down and I had to rewrite my 5-year plan, right? And I started it and I didn't put down my wildest dreams. And something within me said, why are you settling, T-Shopper? God did not put you on this earth to settle. So write down your wildest dreams. What do you really wanna do in life? Create the plan so that you can begin to execute it. But definitely tune in to yourself. Take care of yourself. You know, I know ladies, we're struggling, you know, especially if we used to go into the hairdresser, okay? Because I'm over here struggling, but yeah. Learn.
Trying to get that crochet free.
Ooh, I'm struggling over here, okay? Mm-hmm. Learn a new skill. Learn a new skill. Whether it be doing your own hair, which I hate doing hair, by the way, but if it's learning to do hair, if it's learning to sew, or pick up that hobby that you've put down because you haven't had the time, because you've been so tired, pick it back up, do it again, learn a new hobby, educate yourself on a topic. You should turn off the TV for at least 3 hours a day. You should either be meditating, reading, you know, taking a course that you've been wanting to take. There's so many colleges out here now that are offering free courses.
Yep.
Take one, you know, better yourself, educate yourself, you know, really think about what you want in life. I think with all this happening, I think God is just giving us a new start. I was listening to a sermon the other day. He said, your normal wasn't a good normal. He was like, and what is normal? He was like,
thank you. It wasn't. When we stand back and look at everything that we have done, and our lives has been chaotic.
Yes. Yes. I think it was Pastor Stephen Furtick. Your normal life wasn't normal. Go listen to it. And he just talks about how, do we ever think the life that we were living was the devil's plan, and we were actually living in the devil's plan out? And so God had to stop everything so that his will may be done here on earth. So you have a fresh, it was so good.
I like what you just said. That's an eye opener, because God did stop it. Mm-hmm. He really did stop that effort, and then it's causing us to think, and we didn't even realize. I think a lot of that stuff is not even the Lord's doing; it's man's doing.
I believe it, absolutely. I believe it, and you got to think God intended for us to love, to save souls. We weren't doing none of that. I'll take full responsibility for myself. Mm-hmm. I wasn't loving in the capacity that I know how to love, and so this has stopped me to open up my heart a little bit, you know, and to love everyone and to go after people. Usually I will wait for people to come to me and then show my love, but this has taught me, no, you have to go to someone else because they may not have tomorrow. You may not have tomorrow. So let's go ahead and love someone, even a stranger. Are you loving them? I know we in the store and we wearing masks and we don't want to get too close, but can you just smile from your eyes? I don't even know if that really makes sense.
Still in your
right.
eyes.
But can you smile at somebody? And I think that's just action of love too, just a smile. I know when someone smiles at me, I feel a little love. So, you know, what are you doing for others? You know, how was you living life, and were you fulfilled? Most of us was not fulfilled living the life that we lived before this pandemic. So now plan how you can live a life that's, one, pleasing to God, two, that you are living in your calling and you are living in your gifts and you are working your gifts and your anointing is flowing. How can that take place for you after, during this, and then after all of this is over? I think that's really, really important. And then, you know, I got to touch on the finances. So really sit down, and I know I kind of said this earlier, but think about your financial future. What do you want? Do you want to be a millionaire? I don't know. It's just been in me lately. Like, I'm not settling. You know, I've always settled for plan B or plan C. But when God has called me to plan A, because he gave it to me, right? If it aligns with his will, why am I settling for another plan? Am I too comfortable where I am that I'll just go to B and C? So kind of check yourself. And then financially check yourself too. Like, what are your wildest financial dreams? Do you want to be a millionaire? Do you want to be a billionaire? Do you just want to have enough money to get by? What do you want? So figure out your financial dreams. Do some financial therapy. So when I say this, I get side eyes. Like, financial therapy? Yes, do some financial therapy. What have you learned about finances? Okay. What were you taught about finances? What are your beliefs about finances? What are your limiting beliefs about finances? When you think of money, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Is it a negative thought? Is it a positive thought? If it's a negative thought, we need to uproot that thought. And we need to replace it with a positive thought, some affirmations, God's word of what he says about our finances. So really do some financial therapy.
Especially when it comes to giving to your church or your speaker or your pastor. Some people are funny in that area, and we all have our individual struggles when it comes to giving, but you gotta that's something that's individual, that you and God got the, you know, deal with. But you can't exclude giving from serving the Lord.
Absolutely.
You cannot, because that's like his foundation. You know, there's the air when it comes to money. We have to learn to give more, and then we have to learn to budget. I really think, especially when, I don't know about the other cultures, but especially with African Americans,
yes,
he really needs to invest more and budget.
Yes, yes. But you know what I you know what I've learned? A few things when it comes to tithing. I learned that one, it's your heart. Check your heart. when you aren't a tither and when you aren't a giver, or when you're not tithing and giving to the capacity that you can, it's a heart thing. So check your heart. Where's your heart at? Right? So do some, just do some therapy with yourself. Where is your heart? But then I've also learned, once I've budgeted and I've put tithing in my budget, it's no longer as hard as it was when I didn't have a budget. So now in my budget, it says tithing, I give 10%. Lord, I'm working towards 15. But right now I give 10%, right? And so now it's like, okay, I kind of equate it to, I don't want to say this, but I kind of equate it to a bill now. It's like, okay, God, here you go. I'm paying you first because all that you've done for me, all that who you are, God, and then I know that you have great things for my life. So here's it back to you, because you didn't have to give it to me. But then I also put giving into my budget too. So it's not as hard as it was for me. Now I could do it and not think about it. Now I'm trying to work on giving over what I've set to give, because I know that I can, you know. So one, if you're having problems with that, check your heart. Let's be honest here. Let's be real. You got to be real with yourself to change yourself. It's a heart issue. Exactly. You know, why are you walking past someone that is in need? You know, I live in the city, so we have a lot of homeless people, and I've been told a lot, like, why are you giving to them? And I'm just like, you never know their situation. You never know. You assume you know, but you never know their situation. But why do you walk past them and don't give anything? Where's your heart at? What is in your heart that stops you from giving? So you got to dig deep, and I think this is a great time to do it. And then once you figure out your heart issue, because let's be honest, then go and put it in your budget, and I promise you, it'll make it a little bit sweeter. And then when you really figure out why you tithe and who you really tithe to, you know, then you can tithe without it being a hindrance, or you could tithe without having an attitude. Because there was some point in my life where I used to tithe and be like, here, God. But now I'm just like, here, God. You know, so where's your heart? Check your heart and put it in your budget. And tithing, tithing and giving will become easy to do. And it'll become a habit that you don't even think about it. It's like, okay, you know, right now my church is doing Cash App. So the other day I was like, how am I going to pay my tithe? And I was like, oh, Cash App them. It's cool. You know, so check your heart. just check your heart. I think.
Absolutely. And then he turns around and increases us.
Oh, yes.
He increases, not just with things, because he knows we have need of these things. But he'll increase us with open doors, opportunity. I mean, like, look at you now, you investing in stock.
Yes.
You know, because I was looking at that app too, Robin, the app that you called out.
Robin Hood.
Yes, because I see the ads on YouTube all the time interrupting my video. And one day I was like, you know what? I'm going to check this out because I'm interested in getting some stock and finding out, you know, the different prices.
Yes.
And different things. I'm like, see, the Lord is enlarging our territory. And he will cause people to come and bless you.
Yes.
Unexpectedly.
Yes.
Unexpectedly. I'm a witness to that, because that recently happened to me. And I just boohooed like a little girl. Oh. But it touched my heart so.
Yeah.
And the Lord, and this happened like right after I gave to the church about a week later, and then the Lord told me to bring him an offering. I gave him an offering. The next day, someone turns around and blesses me with money.
Yep.
I didn't even see it coming.
Yep.
And he said, "Remember, I told you to give me an offering." I said, "Oh my God."
Yep.
He'll move like that.
And I think that increases our faith in him too. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about God. Like, he already know he gonna do it for us. He's just trying to see where your heart at. Like,
exactly.
Where your heart at, you know? So I love that about God. When I give, it's always giving back to me. And I think in a simplistic way sometimes too. Whether it be I'm just waking up in a good mood, to be honest with you, or like I'm going through and this sense of peace just floods me. You know, yes, he'll give it back to us materially, I believe that too. But sometimes I need it mentally more than I need it materially, you know, or sometimes I need it physically than I need it materially. And so he does all that. And sometimes he do it all together. He gives you more than what you need, you know, so give the word, give and it shall be given unto you, you know, press down, shake it together, run it over, you know, but yeah, where's your heart at? I think this is a time where he's really saying, where's your heart at and where's your faith at? You know, will you believe me for the impossible? So,
This was a good discussion. I'm glad. See, the Lord put you on my heart. See, I'm glad.
Oh, yay.
I'm glad I called one of the radio personalities to sit down.
Because
this is good. And I feel this is good information for iWorship 96 FM. For both of our listeners, you know, bringing two shows into one. I do have a bonus question about the stock market. Do you think when once they purchase it, should they just let it sit there for 6 months or should it be for a year?
So I had another thing to say before I answer your question about the stock market.
Okay.
So what I love about Robinhood and Stockpile is you can invest at the level that you're at. Okay. Ooh. So say if you only have $10 to invest, invest that $10. Okay. They allow you to buy partial of a stock, right? So I like to purchase a couple stocks, but at first I couldn't even purchase a full stock. So I just purchased, I think it was like 10% of a full stock. So they allow you, they meet you where you are. And so that's what I love about Stockpile and Robinhood. So not just for beginners, but people that actually don't really have the money to do it, they meet you where you are. So, you know, do what you can, but invest somehow. And then your question that I just forgot. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. I mean, after they purchase the stock, can you let it sit there for 6 months?
Oh.
Okay. Or a year, because some people let that sit there for 2 and 3 years.
Yeah. So the thing about the stock market is you really never know, right? So I believe the longer the better, you know. So if you don't need to touch it, leave it there. Definitely check on it. So if you're a beginner, don't even touch it for a full year. Just watch it, right? Just watch to see what it's going to do, because it's the stock market. So prime example, one day my stocks were up and I was like, oh, this is a great price. However, it wasn't to its full potential. So I left it alone. I went back. I check mine every day. You don't have to check yours every day. It's just a ritual for me. However, I went back the next day and it was so low that I was like, no, where's my money, right? So
that's what a lot of people are afraid of, though.
Yeah. So it's the stock market. So it's going to fluctuate and you have to be okay with that, right? It's going to fluctuate. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. I think you have to educate yourself a little bit more on it. So I said, give it a year. And within that year, educate yourself on stocks. You don't have to be the guru of it or the expert of it, but learn when you should and shouldn't take it out, right? And that could depend on the stock that you actually brought too. So it all depends. The stocks can get a little tricky. So let it sit for at least a year, especially now, you know, right now because of the pandemic, it's really fluctuating. Like it's up, it's down. And then Easter just passed after the press conference.
I'm like, yes,
yes. And then Easter just came, so it was closed, and so it was down for a while. It went up, and then went like it just fluctuates. So you know, educate yourself so that you gain wisdom, so that you will know when and when not to touch it. Some of my stocks I probably won't touch for maybe 10 years. It just all depends. You also got to educate yourself on, you know, the time. Like really be aware of what's going on financially and, you know, really learn about stocks. And then it can be a lot, but don't let it stress you out. Just do little by little, learn little by little. I like to say the only mistake you can make when it comes to investing is not investing. You know, you'll learn from it, whether you lost money or you gained money, you'll learn from it. And so It's a chance. You're taking a risk, you know, when you invest in stocks. However, I believe that if you educate yourself and you look at the stock market, you don't have to do it every day. Mm-hmm. I think it's ridiculous that I do it every day. However, it's just my thing. But just be aware. Just be aware, right, and educate yourself. And I promise you'll get something out of it. Maybe it just be the money you put into it. Maybe it be a little more. I don't speak less. So, you know, just watch it. And so Robinhood actually sends me emails. They'll let me know when my stocks have increased, when my stocks have decreased. Stockpile does too. They just don't send it as much as Robinhood.
I need to download Robinhood app.
That's, yeah, cool. And when I did it, I don't know if they still do it. I have to look into that. But if you do Robinhood, I think they give you a free stock too.
Really?
Yeah. So check that out too for Robinhood. I believe they give you a free stock. But yeah, I love those apps if you're a beginner, because you can invest where you are. I think the first time I invested was a few years ago. Didn't know anything about stocks, to be honest with you. I just knew that I needed to invest. I knew that I needed different streams of income. I didn't know much back then. However, I think I put $10 into Sally's. Now, good and well, I don't really shop at Sally's unless it's for, I get a hair oil out of there like every 2 months.
Or a flat iron or something.
Yeah, yeah. But I invested in Sally's because I was going down the list and I was like, oh, Sally's. And it was like $6. I was like, oh, I'm getting this. However, I can tell you, I've made more than I put in from Sally's. Wow. I just haven't touched it. So, you know, it's a risk. It's a game. You just got to learn how to play it, you know? So educate yourself. And I promise you, you can't go wrong. You'll either learn a lesson, either way. Yep.
Yeah, you know, I got to get you back up here. We got to talk more about, because you just raised another idea in my head. Okay. Another stream of income. The stock market.
Mm-hmm.
So many people go into like the digital products.
Yes.
But the stock market, it is.
It is.
We got to talk about that next.
yeah, definitely. It's. I'm actually doing a budgeting class right now. It's small and intimate. So we just finished learning about the 7 different incomes, you know. So I think they're so important to learn about, because when I learned about them, I was like, ooh, I had no idea about that. And then, you know, most millionaires have, you know, 7 streams, you know, whether it be all of the earned ones or whether it be, you know, profit or capital gain or interest income, they have at least 7 of different streams of income. So I think people need to learn about that, you know, do just a little bit of research to learn about how you can make money. I love ebooks though. I did a because I'm a travel agent, so I did a travel agent planner, and honestly, I'll tell you this, I forgot that I did it. I do so much sometimes that I forget what I do. So the other day I received an email from Amazon and I was like, what is this? And it said, hey, you have such and such amount from your travel planner. And I was like, oh my God, Lord, I forgot that I did that. But thank you for reminding me that I can make money while I sleep, you know?
Yeah. But
I love ebooks, yes, but there's so much more out here that we need to learn about, that we need to tap into, that we need to experience. Because I believe this is also a time God is enlarging our territory, whether it be within our mind and physically too. So what are you going to do when you're in that enlargement? Are you prepared for it?
Right.
Can you sustain it? Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's learn about it. I love talking about finances.
Right. And we have to think, I know we're in a pandemic, but we have to think beyond.
Yes.
Pandemic, and that's the main thing. So, you know what, Tashara? I'm so glad I invited you to come on the Lady Ball Show.
I'm so glad you did too.
So we can talk about this budgeting thing, because we can't eliminate it. Because, you know, when this is over, there are some bills that's going to be sitting there waiting and looking for an outfit.
Yes.
And see, they're in such of a rush to go back to what it was, but they don't see you have a break.
Yep.
They don't see that, but Anywho, that's it. Yeah. I'm enjoying my break. I'm gonna take full advantage of to hear what God got to say and see what else I can do during this season. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank for having Miss Dowse on my show. She got to come back. Got to
decide. Yes.
So we can get into the stock market, because I feel educating, the more people we can educate on stock market, we're contributing to the economy. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we're blessing our own selves.
Absolutely.
That's how I see it. It's a good transaction.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after this. What all right, everybody? Guess what time it is? When you hear that music, you know what time it is. So let the music play. Hey, it is about that time. I have really enjoyed the show today. I have enjoyed talking to the budget queen. It was a good conversation, wasn't it? It was a good combo. It was an awesome combo. So I have to get her back on the Lady Boo show. I have to. So listen, it's your virtual newsletter. When you hear that music play, you know what time of the day it must be. Oh yeah, I didn't feel like rhyming. So since most of the country in the world is on lockdown, which is a good thing, right? Yeah, so we're becoming more creative. I don't have really any updates. With the virtual newsletter, usually I give you the sweet tea and any updates in less than 5 minutes. I want you all to stay safe and stay healthy. Use wisdom and make sure you are listening to wise counsel. Wise counsel. Especially listen to someone that you know is being directed and instructed by the Almighty God. That's always like a big help. Next thing, if you're on Instagram, my handle is @IAM_LadyVeronica. My website is www.veronicachanel.com. And if you're on Instagram, you want to click the link in the bio. Click the link in the bio, okay? Click the link in the bio. It gives you all the information of what I'm currently doing. And also, for those of you who said you liked the theme song, thank you so much. The young man that's singing the song is Jarius Cook. He's out of New Jersey. Shout out to Jersey. Jarius Cook is an artist himself. He's a recording artist. So check out his music. It's on Apple Music. He was on iTunes, Spotify. I like his songs. I like it. So I have had him on the Lady Boss Show live stream song. The song that he's singing was actually written by me. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Season Saints, for the hand clap of praise. Yeah, I wrote that song. I wrote this song. I do a lot of freestyle. I love music. I create music, but sometimes, usually most of the time, it's just straight freestyle. So Jarius was playing his guitar on Periscope. He was live, and the beat, when I heard the beat, these words started coming to me. So I had to get him to sing the song. The reason why I got a man to sing the song, and I was sitting here thinking, who's a guy that has a nice voice who can sing? And Jarius popped in my head because of the words of the song. You know how it starts off? Yeah, but thank you so much. That is like, I have written actually a lot of songs. I really have. They have yet to be produced and hit the mainstream. That season, that time is coming, but that's actually the first song that I've written. That's just verse one, and Jerry has sung it. So that is your virtual newsletter of the day. Hope you guys come back next week, same time, same place. Check me out. I am the host of the Lunchtime Flow with the Lady Boo Show. I'm checking out. I said I'm checking out. Yeah, smooches it. See the Saints. Holla at.